Change healthcare, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump are many of the issues debated between Democratic presidential candidates this Wednesday night in the U.S. state of Michigan. Like the first round of debates, frontrunner former Vice President Joe Biden was a target. His voting record as a U.S. senator was called into question, and he was asked whether or not he regretted voting opposite policies that are most common to the current Democratic platform. It gets tougher to appear on the stage at the third debate 6 weeks from now. To qualify, then, candidates must have 130,000 campaign contributors and at least 2% support in four polls. Only seven of this week's 20 debaters have already met the third debate criteria. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on the country's top diplomat. APS Ed Donahue.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Germany rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a message and mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow maritime passage through which international tankers transport at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply. This is VOA News. The South Korean military detained a